Oh shit, bitches. This shit is fucking chapter 7 of Bubba Bucket. This shit is in act 2 now. That's more than one. Yeah!
With nothing to do for now in the areas beyond the thick woods, you cautiously step back into the back entrance. Interface corrected. When you pick up a box, you hear a strange voice.
Your younger sister has been murdered. The judge giving the trial has let him off without any punishment. How do you respond? Violence. Faith. Appeal. Fear. Appeal is your choice. You are the ruler of a nation. There is another country that follows a different religion and form of government. An allied nation makes an unprovoked attack on the nation with a different religion, and they respond with incredible force. Your ally is losing. How do you lead your country? Treaty, trade, war, apathy. Your choices are made.
The strange box seems to fold straight out of existence. You look around the forest. No Bandersnatch. No, no. There's only you. You've almost seen the entire island now. What are your plans? Where shall you go? What shall you do now? You decide to check News Place. Hopefully he is there. He is not there. There's a notebook laying around. You take it and make a couple of notes of things you should do. You can make new notes when you have things to do, or vouch to go complete one of them.
To-do list. Visit house. Find new. Check News Place. Queen Atusa. Naviable. Solve strange landmark. Melt ice block.
That is the blood of a shadow on the floor. No matter where you are going, you have to leave the forest. You add figure out tablets, Igitt's basement, and buy Igitt's goods to the notebook. You then exit News Place and go to the entrance to the woods. You can already see the creature pointing his gun towards your head. You teleport behind the sniper and use your offensive aura to attempt an attack. Animated. Nailed. That takes care of that. There's the whole island past the angry tree. I think now's the time to decide where's the first place you go next. You collect the gas mask and somewhat bury the body of the uniformed lizard sniper. The symbol on his clothes matches the Duke's. He must have worked for the king as well. Strange that he would shoot you. You exit and wave to Angry Tree. Hey there, Angry. You seen a big black shadow? He may have been injured.
No, I have not. I do still feel a lot better and angrier. Thank you for that.
No problem. I'll see you later. You travel to the gardens. You can sort of see the Naviable in the distance. You take out your vibrohammer to prepare to attack. Mission seems to move around and is interested in the flies as you step past. How do you intend to attack? Such as what skill or skills? Mission takes out those flies and is well fed. Good work, Mission. Now let's go kick some more ass. You regroup with Mission and prepare your hammer. You begin to run towards the Naviable, gaining its attention. You have apparently named the creature Moo. Once it has your attention, it charges towards you. You use your cloak to draw its attention further. You leap into the air and warp from one spot to another, and use your offensive aura, bringing the hammer down to Moo's neck. Crack! It bleeds, steps around a few times, slowing down before it collapses in a heap to the ground. You fall to your feet, Moo defeated. Fresh bone and Duke razor horn acquired. Victory is sweet. Animated. Going to Scrag will take a little longer. But it has been a long time since you've been there. You exit the gardens and enter the mountain. You walk across the bridge. The monster is still down there, but it isn't active right now. That chest is still there. Shall you tarry here and deal with the monster and try to get the chest, or shall you just continue on for now? You turn and wave to the Duke. He doesn't seem happy in the slightest.
You sent me here to find nothing. There was nothing here, much less any sign of that disgusting monster. Do you take me for a fool?
He steps towards the bridge while he speaks. The chain is not long enough, but something in your inventory would suffice. It's in the chasm, you stated. Then show him the gas mask for some reason. He proceeds to get angrier and points at you.
There is nothing in that chasm, and then you show me that mask of one of my soldiers? I should kill you. I didn't even know any of my men were still alive. And you wander off, kill one, and then show it to me like some trophy? Who the hell do you think you are, wench?
You step to the edge of the bridge and point down. Look here. Down in the chasm is where the monster has been. I'm sorry if that was your soldier, but he tried to shoot me more than once.
Even if I'd believe you had a reason to kill my soldier, you're a mad woman. There was nothing in that chasm. I went down there. How am I supposed to believe someone who is insane?
Look, the monster has been down there. It almost killed me. If you'll let me use my cable, I'll risk waking it up to prove it to you. Maybe it wasn't interested in you because it was a wraith. You said he liked meat. Hell, he bit your torso out. You say, backing up, he is completely silent, just floating up above the chasm, staring at you. The enraged rabbit man hurls a piece of paper at you. You catch it after it bounces off of your face. As you unfold it and gaze down over it, he speaks.
You're wearing his clothes, wench.
Wanted, dead or alive. 500 points. Epsilon Nu Delta for murder.
Can our ain't smile, beautiful?
Oh, I feel weird in this dress.
Just smile for me. You look very nice.
I'm more comfortable in my jumpsuit for work than I am in this goddamn thing.
You look fine in that, too.
You just won't let me look like one of the guys tonight.
No, tonight's special.
You look up from the wanted poster and begin to speak.
What is this? Let me go!
Duke Hoppite III is inside the creature of the chasm's maw. He seems distracted. Struggling. You get your hammer out. You decide it's a little too late to inform him that you were right about the monster in the chasm. Bonk. It's not very effective. You run.
Sigh. She's off at work. She's such a hard-working mechanic. It must be annoying to be around all those scientists, especially working at the marina. She hates water. God damn, I'm not as good at this romance thing as I wish I was. I'll just put her picture in my wooden box and try to find her a present to make her happy.
Awesome day. You have returned to the shallow pools. Your goggles are taking note of some anomalies in the area. You carefully dig around and search around and find a mage figure and a cleric figure. Arr! You already dug there. That's why you found both figures. You step into the next area because you came through here to see Scray. Maybe you'll go see Gamma after you finish with all this first. Next area has some more of these anomalies. You seem to understand these goggles more. They can scan for life, metal, and anomalies. That took some time to get used to.
All right, now to just meet her at the bar. Who is that? I cannot believe this. I'm just going to leave. I should have known things would be this way.
The king keeps range to his left, the voice of the church at his right, in front of the two countries' might.
After digging up the knight, king, and archer figures, you step over to the ledge. You've been zoned out and thinking for a while about it. You set up all the figures, and it flashes and releases a meager award. Oh, joy. You don't remember any of this. You don't remember working on this island at all. Okay, you have been starting to remember it since you started to go around. And you don't remember cheating on anyone. You still don't know who it was you were dating in Chili Town. You're trying not to think about it, wishing you knew what was going on in this cursed place. Nothing tried to kill you in here. You whistle. You are in the temple. Hey, dragon butt. Luckily, there is no answer. You're guessing that's not what he wants either. You storm off. You don't quite understand what you did to Eden exactly. At least you're almost out of the mountain. You examine the thing on the wall. It's the mark of wrong. The rock is different from the rest, just slightly. Done and forgotten. A silly idea, that I'm safer alone. It'd be much harder to find me if I have nothing to protect. The structure of the fake wall with Rong's marking fails with some effort, and you upset the hiding place of a locket. Judging from the writing on it, it's a locket of Ting, the lady who had Rong's heart a very long time ago. You exit the mine and go over to Scrag's discount shop. The things under his porch are back. Fuck you, pests. You point at them angrily, after a pleasant and friendly wave that everyone enjoys. Cowards. They don't seem to be making happy noises, but that's as much as you can discern. You go inside and decide it's time to look in that magazine you picked up. You open it up, and strangely, something falls out of the magazine. You recognize this person, strangely enough. You're not sure where. You hear slithering, and it isn't Scrag. Snakes fall out of your porn mag. They seem to be fighting each other. Scrag rises from whatever he was doing.
Not remember asking for a snake fight. Strange gifts you bring.
Stepping out of the mountain, two strange men come into view, kissing passionately.
That's the guy from the bar. He's gay. Shit, I had it all wrong. Oh god, so I better hurry back to town. She's probably still waiting for me. I'm even more of a fool than I believed. Holy shit, I've made such a huge mistake here. I have to hurry back to town.
You give Scrag the mostly fresh bone. He repays you and you make a thumbs-up exchange. The black snake destroys the white snake. Your aura feels different. The black snake grins and slithers out of the shop.
Good bone, you find nice gems. Scrag make less glass for lady.
You can call me a Solly if you want.
Okay, lady.
It looks like you've made some friends. The snake is gone. You smash two quickly and slam the doors back and prepare for them to come into the door. They're not the large, so if you're not careful, they'll still get in. But this does give you an advantage. You entirely fail to do much beyond stumble around and smash one of them with your hammer before you back into Scrag's store. Scrag, you pest problem. By chance, would you care to eat some of them?
I heard the food. Food is good. I'm good. Now people won't be scared to come shop here.
Yes, the smalls are probably the reason.
I know. Thanks.
Well, that takes care of that. You return to the house, running back towards the town.
The noises and the smells are nothing one would consider pleasant. It's almost as if this was all happening the very worst moment it possibly could have, without me there. She better be okay. I don't know what I will do without her.
You burst through the door in a hard-boiled manner. The door cannot handle it. Smash what? There's nothing there. Surely you aren't going mad. Due to your lack of magic missile, you cast yourself into the darkness. At least you made the hole in the wall bigger. At least you landed on the mattress. You explore the room in a hard-boiled manner. There's an obvious key that was completely obvious under the lamp. You take that.
Don't let them.
The batteries are gone, and you checked under the mattress when you explored the room. You go to the porch to try that key on the lock to the cellar.
No, Asali, please, don't die on me. I don't know what's going on, but I'll take care of you. I love you. If only I hadn't overreacted and thrown your ring into the...
chasm. Chapter 7 end.